In your ears and on demand. Kincaid and Dallas.
I saw this yesterday. We didn't have time for it, but this is so perfect. And please, please, please don't get offended. It's Kincaid and Dallas. Please don't get offended with me. I've got kids with weird names. One of them, at least, Xander, kind of a weird name because we spell his name with an X. So it's kind of different. Wanted him to be unique. If you're looking for a name for your child and you're like, the baby books, the internet, I still can't find that name. And then you discover a name, but you think it might be weird. And you think to yourself, I don't want to punish my kid for the rest of his life with a weird name where everyone's like, wait, what's your name? Wait, how do you spell it? There's a very easy test, Dallas.
Okay, what is it?
To see if your child's going to like the name they have for the rest of their life or until they change it when they turn 18. It's called the Starbucks trick. What you do is you go into Starbucks. When they ask for a name, you give them the baby name that you want to use. You're going to learn three different things. First, can the barista easily spell it correctly on the cup? Second, can they pronounce it when your coffee's ready? And third, will people laugh out loud when they hear your kid's name in Starbucks?
Oh, my gosh. I thought when I saw this story, I thought, well, are they going to write their names on the cup? What is it? I guess that's pretty much what this turns out to be.
You got to see how they're going to spell it. Now, here's the thing. Okay, you can't really rely on friends and family because someone's probably thinking, well, why wouldn't I just bounce this off people I know? Because they're going to be really nice and not tell you the truth because that's what friends and family. They're not all like you, Dallas. Dallas doesn't sugarcoat.
No. Know what I love is I love the fact when people have kids, they don't name the child until they see the child. And I love that because they want to, maybe they have like three or four names picked out. And then when they see the child for the first time, they're like, oh yeah, she looks like blank or he looks like a blank, you know? Yeah.
Some kids
I love
just
that.
Look like their name.
Yes, exactly.
So if I was someone and I came to both of y'all and I'm like, wow, we're pregnant again with our third. I have a really unique name. I just want to run this past you before we, you know, lock this in. What are your thoughts on Rumpelstiltskin?
I would tell you you're crazy. Do not do that.
Mm-hmm. And that I would say no to that one.
Yeah, that's definitely a no. Yeah.
Can we, you didn't know you're going to step into this morning. Can we utilize your powers, Dallas.
I think you just combined Dallas and dinosaur and something else.
Something
I'm not
else.
Sure what.
I just derped
your
on the
power,
air.
Powers, Dowers.
Edit, mark, delete. Can we combine both your powers, Amanda and Dallas, and could we take some calls, and how about you bounce the baby name off both Dallas and Amanda and get their honest opinion, and we'll let you know if in brutal honesty.
Yeah.
If
well, it's you know I'll be honest.
I know you will. That's why I want to do this. Are you up to it, or do you not feel like being brutally honest this morning? Be honest.
Oh, no, I always feel like being brutally honest.
I just said, do you feel like being brutally honest? Be honest.
When have you not known me to be that way?
Absolutely never.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
It's kind of like what we talked about. There's this Starbucks test. If you've got a really interesting baby name and you're not sure whether your child should live with this name for the rest of their life, you go to Starbucks and you present that name to the people at Starbucks and you see if the barista can say it right, spell it right, or if people laugh at you. That's what we're doing. So we've taken this idea and why not give us your name and brutally honest Dallas and very honest Amanda are going to give you their opinion right now with Kincaid and Dallas. Good morning, Dorothy. Welcome to the show. What name are we thinking?
My husband wanted to name my son Hercules Zachariah.
Oh, I don't love it. I don't. It's no. Not. Well, did you name him that?
No, I won.
All right. Good.
His name ended up being Michael Jason.
Okay, that's
okay. I like that.
I gotta be honest, Dorothy. I love it.
Zachariah.
I love Hercules Zachariah. I like that a lot.
Stop it.
Not even kidding. Dorothy, thank you.
Oh,
that would have been fantastic, but no one's asking.
I will say this.
Yes.
I wish that there was some kind of provision that when a child gets a certain age, if they wanted to change their name, they could.
Kind of like an undo. That makes sense because this is something a lot of people don't think about. It's kind of you're stuck with this until you decide to change it. And a lot of people do.
It would be so awesome. I mean, I know you can do things, you go through like legal, you know, legalities and stuff, you can change names, but I wish there was like a box you could check on a form with the government and say, you know what, I'm gonna change my name.
Be great if like when you're about to vote, you go, hey, in addition to registering to vote, would you like to change your name right here and now? And what would it be?
Exactly.
I want to be Hercules Zachariah. Joseph, good morning. What name are you throwing at Dallas and Amanda?
So I'm going to call Bologna.
Bologna?
What was it?
Thelonious, or like a boy, Thelonious, and then Theo would be short, but your name would be.
You did name your kid that, or you want to?
I want to. My wife kind of likes it, but she likes the more Theo part of it instead of the Thelonious.
Yeah, I'm not wild about the Thelonious. I like Theo, but I don't like Thelonious.
That's interesting.
Oh my gosh, this whole time.
What did you think he said?
I thought he was saying Bolognese and calling the kid B.O. And I was like, why the heck would you do that?
You know, Amanda,
I like the name Theo.
When he first said
Theo
that,
is super cute, though.
I thought he said bologna too, and I was like, oh my gosh, what?
And I didn't want to say it because I thought he said fallopian. I'm like, that's going to cause lots of problems. But no, that's not what that was. Kayla, good morning. What's the baby name you're thinking about? We're going to let you know whether we appreciate it or not.
Isla June.
Oh,
I like that a lot. I like the name Isla.
I do too. Love, love, love.
One of my favorite Dolly and Kenny songs, Isla in the Stream.
Super cute.
No, it's Island. Oh. That's Island.
Well, you're allowed to change it if your kid's name. Beautiful name.
No.
We love it.
Love
thank you.
I love Isla. Oh, my God. I love Isla.
Me too.
That's awesome.
Hey, good morning. What do you want to name your child? I think this is Julie. I can't even read my own handwriting. June. Jewel.
Hello.
Joyce. Jamie. Jane.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking. You're live right now on the radio. I'm talking
Juniper.
To you. Juniper.
Your baby is Juniper.
Good morning. Hey, if you're on hold, just start talking because chances are it's you.
I'm Sylvia.
Oh, where did I get
Sylvia? And you were calling her with a J name?
I don't know. I so apologize for Kincaid.
It's okay. Sylvia, good morning. What's the name that you would like? I just gave you eight names. What's the name that you would like to have for your child?
Well, I have a granddaughter.
Okay.
And she's about 3 months old. And her name is Birdie May.
Birdie? Did you say throaty or birdie?
Birdie.
Okay.
B-I-R-D-Y.
I think that's throaty. I actually think that's cute.
Okay, I love Birdie because that was the little girl in Hope Floats. I love that name.
That's what she's named from.
I love
I like
that little girl.
That's cute.
I love that's one of my favorite Sandra Bullock movies. I love it.
Birdie Higgins. Nobody
don't
knows
like
who that
him.
Is. No one knows who that is. Thank Let's you. That's a lovely name. I like that. Dallas, what about Chesterfield Winston for a boy?
No. Winston I love, not Chesterfield.
I know, Winston is cute.
Yeah.
But Chesterfield and Winston,
Winston
put together is a lot.
You don't like that? Yeah. Okay. We got some texts here. I'm going to read them to you real quick. We're deciding whether you should name your child like this. And thank you for all of your messages here this morning. Olivia Bell.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like the name Olivia in general. Yeah.
They already
I love
did
the
this.
Name Bell.
They named their children Brixton and Sparrow. Oh, boy. It's too late.
I kind of like that. I kind of like it. I kind of like the Brixton thing. I love the name Sparrow.
Is Sparrow a boy or a girl?
Don't know.
Actually, are both of them boys or girls?
I don't have the information.
Yeah,
I like this one. My child's name would be Declan Steele.
Declan
Steele.
Hunter's cousin just had a baby and they named him Declan, and I think Declan is the cutest name.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too. I wouldn't want him to call him Deck, though.
True. How about this one? This wins. This is when you want something so bad, but then you think about the big picture. My husband wanted to name our daughter Candy. The problem is, our last name is Kane.
Oh.
No. Sorry, can't do that.
No. Candy Kane. Uh-uh. No, you can't do that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And, like, there's a lady that I know that I have known through the years, and her last name is Christmas, and you know what her first name is.
Mary.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.